Well, certainly it's nice for Joe Brady to be there to enjoy his award, but at the same time, I think Joe Burrow is going to be a big award winner tonight as well. He's up for a few awards to not only to add to his trophy case already, but maybe to get the big one coming up on Saturday as well with the Heisman Trophy. But, you know, back to Joe Brady, how close was it this year? Was this one of the, to me, I honestly didn't even have to guess. I kind of like felt like I could have etched this in already as far as on the trophy.
Yeah, we had a great group of five finalists, and they all did a good job. You had Phil Snow at Baylor. You know, look what they did. They went from 1-11 to 11-1 in regular season in just 3 years. And Dan Lanning at Georgia had a perfect defensive season until they faced LSU. You look at Jeff Hafley at Ohio State. I mean, they've been, nobody's, moved the ball on them until Wisconsin just in the first half last week. And then Morgan Scalley over Utah. Again, same kind of deal. Had a great season defensively until the last game. But, yeah, when you look at what Joe Brady did, and, you mentioned Joe Burrow's going to win the Heisman, which he did. I just spent the last hour with Joe Brady here, and we were talking. When he gave Johnny, he gave a clinic to about 20 LSU coaches. He was by himself. There were several New Orleans Saints assistants that had come. But for this particular deal, he was doing the RPO and sort of showing them what they had did, obviously with Drew Brees. And I asked him, I said, can you imagine a year ago when you were up there and nobody knows who you are, you're doing a chalk talk with these 20 LSU coaches, all of them, Dave Aranda and Steve Ensminger, Coach O wasn't there at that time. But could you ever imagine a year later, you would not only be, assistant coach of the year, but you would have taken a quarterback, the same quarterback, the same receivers, basically the same offensive line, that threw for 16 touchdowns and 5 interceptions and turned him into a quarterback that throws for 50 touchdowns and only one more interception. It is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And he was talking about it was easy to coach great players. My comment to that is, he wasn't great, so you arrived and gave him the vehicle to be great. So it's an amazing story. He's very deserving, the youngest winner we've ever had. It was Lincoln Riley, and now it's Joe Brady. It really impressive what he's done.
As far as you mentioned about Arkansas, filling that spot, I was really hoping for Chad Morris. I remember he actually joined me back in August. So here we are getting ready for a new season, and he was still pushing the Arkansas brand out there, and I really admired him for taking time out to do that. A lot of coaches, especially when it's not even in his state, still taking time out to do things along those lines. But it didn't work out. So talk about this next chapter.
Well, funny, I was talking with Joe Brady about Chad Morris. In the coaching profession, nobody likes to see, anybody get fired. And, it was real simple, Johnny. It's real simple. And I really like Chad Morris. But let me tell you, you cannot lose. You cannot get blown out by Western Kentucky at home your second year. You can't get blown out by, who else is it, Northern Texas last year. Yeah, there were four non-conference in Colorado State, San Jose State. This year, San Jose State and Western Kentucky ran us out of our own stadium in Fayetteville. So, I know it's only the second year, but you have good enough players to win those games, and that's what got him fired. And then you move forward. Nobody wanted this job, Johnny. Nobody. Lane Kiffin didn't want it. Drinkwitz at Missouri didn't want it. So here's a guy, come to find out.
Gus didn't want it last year, so.
Gus didn't want it. He got himself a big raise out of it. God bless him. But you got Sam Pittman over here who grew up in Oklahoma. Used to come to the Lou Holtz football camps as a high school kid, junior high school kid. Knew about Arkansas, loved it. It was here with Bielema, bought land over on some of the lakes there in Hot Springs. And all this time, He wanted to get back here, and I actually know his agent. His agent is my personal attorney, and I had no idea that she had been lobbying Hunter Yurcich for this job. So all these folks who said no, finally it came time. And so will he be a winning head coach? I don't know, Johnny, but you know what? I want a guy who wants the job and who feels like he can win. He's a dynamic recruiter. Where this program went to the ditch, Johnny, is when he left Brett Bielema. And the offensive line, you know, we were 8-5 the last year before Sam Pittman left. And it's gone to hell in the handbasket since he left. So bring the guy back, let him hire some great assistant coaches, and let's see. Listen, as a former player, Johnny, I'm ready to go up here and kick drink with his rear end. You passed on the job. And Lane Kiffin, that's fine. You didn't want this job, fine. We'll go kick your rear end too. Now, it may not be this year, but hopefully this guy can get the job done.
David, you sound like you want to, like, suit back up again. I know it's been a few years, but it sounds like you want to get back out there.
Hey, that's the competitive nature in me to go, okay, that's fine. You know, just like Tom Brady being passed over others. You know, Arkansas has been viewed as not as attractive job. You can win at Arkansas. Bobby Petrino had him in the top five just, you know, 7 years ago. Used to not have had him in Atlanta twice. You know, I played for Lou Holtz. I played for Ken Hatfield when we were in the top 10. It can be done.
You know, you think about Major League Baseball players, NFL players have that, you know, stipulation in their contracts. They can't ride on motorcycles. Can you imagine if Bobby Petrino had that in his contract at the time, how this could have played out differently at Arkansas?
Oh, listen, you know, the poor Arkansas fan base, Johnny, think what they've been through since then. It has just been a roller coaster of ups and downs and disappointments. And, you know, golly, it's just, you know, we have lost 16 straight SEC games.
Look, they were the number three. People forget 2011, so earlier part of this decade. I know it was 8 years ago, but the end of November, the number three team, not only in the West, but the number three team in the country behind LSU and Alabama.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. Oh, you know, you can't win at Arkansas. You can't win at Arkansas. That's what everybody says, and they're wrong.
I do like the fact that with Sam Pittman, though, here's a guy that has about, 11 different stops along the way as far as the FBS level, but more importantly, right, inside the SEC. Now, he was at Missouri before Missouri joined the SEC, but, you know, stops at Arkansas, Tennessee, Georgia. So I think that kind of experience and that diversity and the things that he picked up here and there can certainly bode well. And you go back to the fact, too, he was a former high school coach as well.
Yeah, and he's already, let me tell you, the other thing about him, if you hadn't been around him much, Johnny, he's a dynamic personality. You know, anybody who's played the game and been around fun, big, large offensive line coaches, listen, he's put a ton of kids in the NFL. Matter of fact, I think his kid at Georgia just was announced as the Jacobs Award winner for the outstanding lineman in the conference. He's already got a four-star that was going to Georgia that's already decided to change his mind and go to Arkansas. So his recruiting ability is also going to be something very important. As you mentioned earlier, very familiar with the SEC, Georgia, Tennessee. He knows the area, knows Oklahoma, knows Texas. Now the key is just putting together the best staff he can.
I will say this. I think this year moving forward, I mean, we already knew that this was a problem before for these coaches to find ways to get W's inside of, you know, in these conference games. I think that's going to become even more tougher moving forward.
Yeah, again, this is a very competitive, you know, conference, Johnny. That's why, listen, this is a big boy league. This is a big boy league with a lot of money. Although I don't know if you saw, speaking of money, I don't know if you saw the contract that Sam Pittman signed, one of the most different contracts you've ever seen. A lot of incentive-based, $3 million minimum, you know, base salary, and then incentives if he wins, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 games. And then a buyout structure that's based on winning and not losing. So if they have to fire him and he loses 50% of his games, he gets paid less, because we see what happened with Willie Taggart at FSU in a $20 million bow. If anybody knows what we've seen at Arkansas with Chad Morris now with, what, $10, $11 million, and Brett Bielema before that. So, yeah, we'll see. Like I said, I think Razorback fans are sort of like Eric Musselman. Eric Musselman wasn't the first choice, but you know what? Fans are really loving what he's doing. And so I think, you know, these sort of guys that aren't the number one really flashy, shiny coaches that everybody expects in the front end, but these guys may turn out to be okay after all.
All right, tell us about, I know you're used to these kind of events, so tell us about the tuxedo there on the red carpet. I mean, does it match your hair and everything? Are you representing Little Rock well?
Hey, there's no tuxedo for me. Listen, I just want to get through tonight.
Wait. No tuxedo for you tonight?
No.
I'm very disappointed.
Listen, suit and tie. It's always a great night, though. All the great players are here, all the great coaches. It's really a cool night to celebrate college football, what it's all about. Chris Fowler does a great job. Herb Street does, too. And you have your, obviously your championship coaches that are here getting ready for the playoffs. So it's a fun night. They used to do this down in Orlando for 15, 20 years, and they moved to the College Football Hall of Fame, which I think is a great setting. And, yeah, I'm almost, listen, my gas tank is running low, Johnny. It's on empty. I just got to get to the finish line, brother.